we were embarking upon helping him fundraise. He had purchased 30% of my business, and so as good citizens, we were trying to help him around the world. When the crisis hit over the weekend, I made a unilateral decision to fly down to the Bahamas on Tuesday in the spirit of helping. And so you caught what Brian was saying there. The original idea was this is a rescue finance situation, and could we somehow help, which would obviously help the entire industry. And then when I got to the Bahamas, it became clear, at least from some of the people that worked on the legal team and the compliance team, that perhaps there was more going on than it being a rescue situation. So when I left the Bahamas in the afternoon, I was actually distressed. I don't want to call it fraud at this moment because that's actually a legal term, and none of us know, and we have to leave it up to the regulators, and we also have to give people, everybody, a presumption of innocence. But I have to tell you, I'm distressed about it. I don't like it for the industry. And I would implore Sam and his family. He has two wonderful parents, Joe Bankman and Barbara Fried. I would implore them to tell the truth to their investors, get to the bottom of it, stop 22 tweets, but get themselves in front of a regulator and explain exactly what happened. And if there was fraud, let's clean it up to the extent possible and repair the accounts at FTX.